John Paul, are you there? Cecilia pressed the phone so hard to her ear that it hurt. Finally, he spoke.
Have you opened it?
His voice was thin and reedy, like a querulous old man in a nursing home. No, it very clearly says to be opened only in the event of your death. You're not dead, so I thought I'd better not. She'd been trying for a flippant tone, but she sounded shrill, as if she were nagging him. There was silence again. Hello, said Cecilia.
Could you please not open it? Would you mind? I wrote it a long time ago, when Isabel was a baby, I think. It's sort of embarrassing. I thought I'd lost it, actually.
Where did you find it? He sounded self-conscious, as if he were talking to her in front of people he didn't know very well. Are you with someone? Asked Cecilia.
Nah, I'm just having breakfast here in the hotel restaurant.
I found it when I was in the attic, looking for my piece of the Berlin... Well, anyway, I knocked over one of your shoeboxes, and there it was.
Ah, I must have been doing my taxes around the same time I wrote it, said John Paul. What an idiot. I remember I looked and looked for it. I thought I was losing my mind. I couldn't believe I would lose it.
His voice faded.
Well,
he sounded so contrite, so full of what seemed like over-the-top remorse. Well, that doesn't matter. Now she sounded motherly, like she was talking to one of the girls. But what made you write it in the first place?
Just an impulse. I guess I was all emotional. Our first baby. It got me thinking about my dad and the things he didn't get to say after he died. Things left unsaid. All the cliches. It just says sappy stuff about how much I love you. Nothing earth-shattering. I can't really remember, to be honest.
So why can't I open it then? She put on a wheedling voice that slightly sickened her.
What's the big deal?
Silence again.
It's not a big deal. But, Cecilia, please, I'm asking you not to open it. Is that Daddy?
Polly skidded into the room.
I need to talk to him urgently.
Here's Polly, said Cecilia, as Polly attempted to pull the cordless phone from her grasp.
Daddy, listen, I need to tell you something, and it's quite a big secret.
Cecilia sighed. Well, lots to do. She stood and picked up John Paul's letter. First, she would file this damned thing. He said he'd written it just after Isabel was born,
and that he didn't remember exactly what it said. Well, that was understandable. Isabel was 12, and John Paul was often so vague. He was always relying on Cecilia to be his memory. It was just that she was pretty sure he'd been lying.